Hi everyone, and thanks for listening to Visibility, the monthly podcast produced by CID, the Council for Intellectual Disability. Here, we'll be telling our stories and exploring some of the issues that impact people with intellectual disability. To find out more about our work, visit www.cid.org.au.
In the spirit of reconciliation, the Council for Intellectual Disability acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connection to land, sea and community. We pay our respect to the elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Hello and welcome to Visibility. This is the last episode in our extended Arts and Culture podcast series, where we have been talking to creative professionals about their life and work. Today, we will hear about the world of fashion and micro-business with Ben Payer-Smith, who has created and operates Hazar Apparel in Adelaide. Ben is living proof that with vision and the right support, great things can be achieved. My name is Alex Elliott. I will be your host today. With me is my co-host, Adele Tashkin.
Thanks, Alex, and welcome, Ben. It's really great for you to join us today on the Visibility podcast.
So, what is your latest business news?
Well, we do have winter range. We have jackets and we have long sleeves.
And is this the first time you've launched a line for the season?
It's not the absolute first. We did autumn also. We're working on our spring at the moment.
How many new designs have you released for winter?
We did 7.
What other kind of clothing do you design, make and sell?
We do caps, hats, we have O-necks, V-necks, and many more to come. We've got children's size, sibling size, baby sizes, any size you could imagine.
That's great. So Ben, can you tell us maybe a little bit about some of the designs? I kind of noticed that there was things like astronauts and rainbows.
I love rainbow. I love anything rainbow. And lately, we have been using the astronaut. He's our mascot, and we use him a lot. Well, our dressing tune is one of our most popular designs that we have.
And what does that look like?
It's of a man laying down on a crescent moon with headphones playing.
And so have you always kind of liked doing drawing and design specifically?
Well, I did high school. I enjoy doing art, drama, and maths.
Did you have a connection with clothing and fashion when you were younger?
My mom got me the job at a retail store, and that retail store got me the idea of doing apparel. It was a surf and ski shop, and I used to wear stuff like that a lot.
So you were working in that cool environment. Did you get ideas from that experience?
At that time, I never thought of it like that. And now I gotten into it, having energy drinks. One of my passions was energy drinks, the color of it all.
Do you have any other influences, like other designers, graffiti or in music?
I love graffiti. I love a musician called 6ix9ine. Another musician that I enjoyed his fashion is CJ So Cool. My first love was Red Foo. He was my inspiration for 8 to 10 years.
So you were influenced by Red Foo, who's a rapper and personality. And so what about him inspired you?
His clothing. I love his clothing. Very fashionable.
You yourself have some experience in that world too.
Yep, I'm a musician also. Party Animals is the name. We create music all about emotions. I rap. When I was in high school, that is how I got my love of music.
So where did the name Hazar Apparel come from?
It was from the Viking Age. It's like a victory call. That is how Norse gods created friendship, by going into battles and getting on their back and helping them out.
How would you describe yourself?
I'm more an active person, very chivalrous, very charismatic, very charming at times. And I love to have a good laugh or two. But my humor is actually not the kind that you might like. It's more dark, disgusting, hilarious, hysterical.
So how do you create your designs?
Jordan is a personal assistant that actually helps me to actually get the designs up and running. She did it on paper, which is actually quite interesting.
Who does what in designing your work?
I get all of the ideas. Jordan does the recreating, recasting of it.
And what apps do you use?
We use Procreate for the designs.
So do you find new design ideas are hard, or do you have lots of ideas?
I have lots of ideas, and it's actually pretty hard to actually get one design to the next. I'm just like, I got this design. Then after that, then comes back up and goes to the next design. I have ideas all the time, and it's hard to project it out.
So having an idea of how long this has taken becoming an independent business owner and designer, how old are you now?
I am 22 years old.
When did you start Hazaar Apparel?
I started when I was 19 years old in September.
You left school and you just started following your career from there?
Yes.
So what was your dream when you were starting the business back when you were 19, Ben?
My dream was actually to own a house.
And so how far are you away from that dream?
Well, I was 21 years old. My mom bought a property, which is where I am right now. We'll be demolishing the house, creating twins, like 44A and the 44.
Pretty soon, you'll have your own place, which means that you will have achieved one of your dreams really quite young.
Yep. Thanks, Adele.
Thanks, Ben, for sharing your story with us. We will now take a short break before returning to hear more of Ben's experiences creating and operating a fashion micro-business.
You're listening to Visibility, the podcast produced by the Council for Intellectual Disability. If you're enjoying this episode, you can support us by reviewing us through Apple, Podchaser, or your favourite listening app.
Welcome back, everyone. So I understand Community Living Project in South Australia helped you figure out what you wanted to do. So can you tell us about that?
Community Living Project is how I got my business. Well, one of the ideas was actually having a talent agency, and we had apparel instead, which is actually a really, really good choice.
I understand you had a facilitator help you build a project group of volunteers. Who were they?
Wendy Butler, Justin, Graham, Chris, me, my mom, and Jordan. My mom, Sam, owns her own business called The Growing Space. She helped me getting this idea up and running.
You're saying that you've got the support of your family?
Family and friends.
And friends, yeah, great.
We're technically just one of my friends. Neighbors, yes. Graham, Justin, and Chris are all in the neighborhood.
It's so important to have lots of different types of input and support in your life, isn't it?
I completely agree with you, Adele.
Did some of your NDIS funding help you to first set up your business, Ben?
Yes, it did. My mom helped me the whole entire way.
How is mom helping you along?
My mom takes me to events. And I'm thinking, ooh, this might be interesting for Hazaar. I did a university course in doing event design and management.
What sort of event do you think Hazaar would put on?
Anything, like a romantic getaway. And I'm thinking of getting a marketing agent. We have difficulties in organizing events.
So when you entered the world of fashion design, you had Down syndrome, then later on you were diagnosed with autism.
When I just realized that I had autism, emotions, mixed emotions everywhere. The very first day on Monday, I was really, really depressed, did not know what to do. I had to go out of my own shell and did it from there. Well, from me not accepting it to someone that loves a part of that is the people who has got autism, the community part. And now, welcome to the community of autism.
Do you find that you deal with things a bit differently now, or you approach things a bit differently in any way?
Well, first off, I'm more of a social person, so that never changed me because of that. The part that changed me was actually what has been going on in the world. The world has got many bad things and very sad things going on that cause a lot of problems. Most of my days when I'm with people, I'm really happy. It looks like that I'm really happy, but inside I have an amount of pain that I do not know what to do. All I do is laugh, laughter, and laughter all the time. That shows up how much pain I am in.
Yeah, it's the human existence, isn't it? So is that why you've got that dark sense of humor, Ben?
Yes, that is why.
How many days a week do you work with your assistant, Jordan, Ben, on your business?
3 days a week, Monday, Wednesdays, Thursdays.
How does that make you feel, running your own business?
I'm just going to say I just love it. I'm very passionate about it. I do anything for it. Every single thing that I watch, see, hear, eat, every single thing in life.
What would you say to anyone out there who thinks, oh gosh, I don't think that I'd be able to start off my own business thinking I can't do this, I can't follow my dreams?
I probably would say, stop what you're doing. Just get onto your own passion. Do it there. Do or do not. There is no try. Yoda.
Are you exclusively online?
It's all online. We do it to America, to Australia, to New Zealand. Australia to New Zealand is free shipping, but everywhere else might be with money.
And Ben, if people wanted to buy your clothes online, what's the website?
www.hazzah.com.au.
What are you using to market and promote your business?
We do with Instagram and Facebook. Our username is at Hazzah Apparel on Instagram. Just Hazzah Apparel on Facebook. Please have a look. And also, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
What are your hopes and dreams for the business for the future?
My hopes and dreams are actually having all of our merchandise in stores, different stores, and to have our own retail store ourselves. I would love to do it in Gold Coast, Las Vegas, Nevada, Hollywood, California, and New York, yes.
Thanks, Ben, for sharing your story here today about your life and work.
You're welcome.
Thanks for joining us on Visibility.
Thanks, Adele.
And for everyone listening, thank you as well. Join us next month for a new series sharing stories about living more independently with supported decision making.
You're listening to Visibility, the podcast produced by the Council for Intellectual Disability. If you're enjoying this episode, you can support us by reviewing us through Apple, Podchaser, or your favourite listening app.